We are back with a six-game slate of NBA basketball tonight. It is Monday, March 6th, and we're ready to just hop into each game to break them down and give you our favorite fantasy plays for the night. You're listening to another episode of the Three in the Key podcast.
One, two.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to another episode of the Three in the Key podcast. This is Ethan speaking once again, of course, joined by Chris. Six games on the slate. How we feeling? This is more your kind of schedule right here.
Yeah, man, I love these 6 to 8 games. So excited about this one, of course, though, after looking at the slate, half the games suck. But
well, yeah.
we'll have to make do.
Yeah, so only 6 games to cover for tonight. Nothing really to even talk about from last night besides Emmanuel Quickley, I think, ended up being the highest scoring fantasy player. So that's pretty crazy.
Yeah. As soon as I saw Jalen Brunson get ruled out, I jumped on Quickley and, man, it worked out big time.
Yeah. I mean, I think on FanDuel, he scored like 75 fantasy points. So absolutely. If he didn't have him, then.
Yeah, I think DraftKings, he was like 73.
Yeah,
so
that's crazy. Emmanuel Quickley.
Yeah, and he was only like 19% owned, so it was crazy.
Yeah, that was probably your best player from yesterday, of course. Wizards lost to the Bucks. They put up a fight, but kind of collapsed there towards the end, so that's underwhelming, of course.
Yeah, I told you, though, every time we play these great teams, we're always missing somebody, either Porzingis or Kuzma or Beal, so it'd be nice if we could just get everybody back at once when we play these guys. But
yeah, I just want a stretch where everyone's playing.
Yeah, everybody will be playing tomorrow night when we play Detroit.
Yeah, that's how it'll work out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but besides that, nothing else really to get into. So I think we can just hop into these 6 games.
Let's do it. Let's knock them out.
All righty. First game on the slate, we have got the Boston Celtics facing the Cleveland Cavaliers. Cavs are 6-point favorites with an over-under total of 218.5. Injuries, you got Malcolm Brogdon questionable, Robert Williams out, Donovan Mitchell questionable for Cleveland. Now I'm just going to go ahead and put it out there that Al Horford will most likely rest tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I went back and looked. He has yet to play a back-to-back this entire season. So,
well, and has he ever played a back-to-back where he played 46 minutes the night before?
Double overtime. Yeah, he did, though, completely go off yesterday.
Yeah, he did. Over on FanDuel put up over 50.
Yeah, 57 on DraftKings, so he went off. But I'm with you. I'm guessing he sits here. If he doesn't sit for some crazy reason, I'll go right back to him. But
yeah.
I'm thinking Blake Griffin is going to make his way into the lineup tonight. I could be completely wrong, but if he does, he's minimum price at 3K on DraftKings. You can play him at power forward or center spot. So he will definitely be the guy I'm looking to here tonight if he gets put in that start lineup.
Yeah, Blake Griffin is always the guy that they end up starting, but that was, I think most of that was before they had Muscala, so not completely sure what they'll do there.
Yeah, because, I mean, realistically, Griffin hadn't played since the 27th of February, so
yeah.
He could be completely out of the rotation. I'm not certain. Or, like you said, it could end up being Mike Muscala, who, I mean, he's $3,300, so if he gets a start, too, I'm going to take some shots there also.
Yeah, definitely don't mind looking at either of those two. I also do like Grant Williams here. He's $4,500 on FanDuel. He averages 23 fantasy points a game without Al Horford this season. I mean, he played 44 minutes last night, so should get some good minutes here tonight.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, all these Boston guys played big minutes last night.
Yeah.
I mean, Jason Tatum, I think, played 49.
Yeah.
Yeah, 49 minutes. So I don't know what this team's going to look like today.
Yeah, they could end up doing something crazy, but they are playing a good team.
Yeah, they are playing a good team, and I think they could get up for it. Marcus Smart, I think, played the least yesterday. He played 39 minutes, so nothing too crazy there. I do maybe Brogdon gets back tonight. Derek White only played 32 minutes, so he should still be good to go if something happens. And if Brogdon's still out, I don't have a problem going back to White at $5,400. But I know he played a lot of minutes, but I actually kind of still like Tatum here, man. Like you said, this is going to be a fantastic game just the whole environment. So
yeah,
if they go off here, I mean, Tatum could be a big reason why.
Yeah. What is he on DraftKings?
Well, he's 10-6 on DraftKings.
Yeah, 11,200 on FanDuel.
Yeah, see, I definitely don't mind that 10-6. I mean, he's averaging 1.4 fantasy points per minute this year. And like you said, it's a great matchup, but it is a disgustingly low total. So
yeah,
not one of my favorite games by any means.
Yeah, with that being said, though, that's pretty much it for me for Boston.
Yeah, me too.
All right, jumping to Cleveland. You got Donovan Mitchell questionable for the night. If Donovan Mitchell does end up sitting here, absolutely I'll go to Darius Garland. He's almost up to 9,000 on FanDuel. He's 8,900. I don't love that if Mitchell plays tonight, but if Mitchell sits out, I'll take that all day.
Yeah, he's 8,700 on DraftKings, but I'm the same way. Whenever Mitchell's out, I jump on this guy, and even at 8,700, I'll be right there playing him if Mitchell sits here tonight.
Yeah, I mean, when Donovan Mitchell sits, he has a 30.5% usage rate.
Yeah, I mean, that's just
granted, that's
crazy.
A big if, but
yeah. But other than that, I mean, if Mitchell does play and he's a full go, he's 9,300. I don't even mind, you know, going there some. But also, yeah, if Mitchell sits, I got to imagine LeVert gets pushed into the starting lineup, and he's 4K. So that's pretty much a no-brainer right there.
Yeah, 5,300 on FanDuel, which is definitely pricier. But if you got no Mitchell, I don't mind that.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, honestly, I honestly didn't really like anything else from this team. I mean, Mobley's almost 8K. I mean, I do think you could potentially still look at Jared Allen a little bit at 7,000. I mean, he could honestly be going up against either Blake Griffin or Mike Muscala tonight. So
yeah,
at 7K, I don't mind taking some shots there.
Yeah, definitely should have a better matchup tonight with regardless of which one of those guys starts.
Yeah, so, but really, that's all I had for this game.
Yeah, that's probably going to do it for me. So jumping into the next game on the slate, we got the Philadelphia 76ers facing the Indiana Pacers. Sixers are 6.5-point favorites with an over-under total of 234.5. Injuries, you got a couple of them. Tobias Harris, PJ Tucker, questionable. Aaron Nesmith, questionable for the Pacers.
Yeah, I'll start here. I mean, I'm probably going to keep going to James Harden. He's been playing fantastic here lately. 10-1 on DraftKings, averaging 1.3 fantasy points per minute this year. In two games this year against Indiana, he has averaged 57.4 fantasy points against Indiana this year in two matchups. So, yeah, I mean, that 10-1 price tag, I liked it better when he was about 9,800, but, you know, it's a six-game slate. So,
yeah,
I don't mind going back to Harden here.
Yeah, 10-3 on FanDuel, so definitely don't mind that either. I also don't mind looking at the other guards here. You got Maxey back in the starting lineup. He's 6,800. He has put up over 30 in his last three games. One of those was even over 40. So don't mind him at 6,800. I don't even mind De'Anthony Melton off the bench. He was terrible last game, but the game before when he got pushed to the bench, he put up over 40. Now that he's down to 4,600, I don't mind him either.
Maxey was definitely one that I like too, especially now that he's in the starting lineup. He's 5,500 on DraftKings. So
that's nice.
Yeah, absolutely don't mind going there.
Although
and,
Melton could actually get pushed back in if Tobias Harris or PJ Tucker potentially.
Yeah, started. That's kind of the same thing I was thinking. You got the potential of both of these guys not playing here tonight. So if something happens that Tobias and PJ don't play, though, I do think there's some cheap guys down here you can look at. Like, I honestly would have no problem looking down here at Jalen McDaniels, 3,900. I mean, did just play 20 minutes in their last game. And if you got these two guys out, I think he could easily, you know, maybe push 25 minutes at least. But $3,900, I'm willing to take some shots there. And Georges Niang,
yeah,
$3,400. I mean, he definitely is in play here too if these guys sit.
Yeah, those were the two guys I was looking at if any of those guys sit.
Yeah, yeah, so...
You like any Embiid tonight?
I mean,
he's 11-8 on FanDuel.
Yeah, he's 11-3 on DraftKings. He's been a little. He hasn't really been paying off that price tag these last few games, but I don't know. I mean, if I land on him, I got no problem. I don't know that I'm going to be trying to fit him in my lineups, but like I said, if I have 11-3 left over, I got no problem putting him in there.
Yeah, I agree.
So.
That looks like that's pretty much all you can talk about with this team.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot's going to come on whether or not Tobias, not even so much PJ Tucker, but if Tobias plays or not.
Yeah, I agree. So just keep an eye out on that. But we can jump to Indiana here. I did not have much on this side.
Yeah, it's funny. I didn't either. I had a couple cheaper players. I mean, I guess there's a potential that Halliburton could sit here. I mean, he did just play yesterday, played 34 minutes. I know he had just come back yesterday after missing a game. So, but I would imagine he plays. But honestly, I'm just, like I said, I'm looking at a couple cheaper guys. Benedict Mathurin, I don't mind running here. He's $4,800. You can play him shooting guard, small forward. I mean, been putting up some decent fantasy scores here and playing decent minutes coming off the bench. So don't mind rolling him out there. And one last guy is Jordan Nwawor. If something happens and Nesmith sits again, I got no problem going back to Jordan Nwawor at $3,800.
Can you believe Nesmith sitting and Jalen Smith still can't get minutes?
Yeah, it's I just do not understand that at all.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of crazy considering the two games he just had against Dallas and Orlando.
Yeah, he flipping went off, and then you just all of a sudden say, whoop, you're done again.
Yeah. How much is Nwawor on DraftKings?
$3,800.
Yeah, he's $5,300 on FanDuel.
Yeah, that's why I said I got – I mean, honestly, I don't mind playing Nwawor regardless, even if Nesmith is back. But if Nesmith is out too, I mean, I definitely don't mind rolling him out.
Yeah. One more guy to look at. I do have a cheap guy. It's Chris Duarte. He's played 22 and 33 minutes in his last two. One of those he even put up over 30. The last game in 22 minutes put up almost put up 18, actually. He's only 4K on FanDuel, so if he's going to continue getting minutes like this, I don't mind rolling out Chris Duarte either.
Yeah, don't mind that at all either.
But that might be it for me. I was looking at Nembhard, but I honestly think I prefer to just go up here to Mathurin, who's playing more consistent minutes, because Nembhard just has not been doing it.
No, I'm with you too. I think Mathurin would be the play here if I'm doing a spend up for this team. I got no problem going out here with Mathurin. I mean, Mathurin has put up 52 or more fantasy points in the last two. So, yeah, I don't mind going there at all.
How many did you say?
What?
You said he's put up 52 or more fantasy points in the last two?
Yeah.
Mathurin?
No, Halliburton.
Oh.
Did I say Mathurin?
Yeah, you said Mathurin.
Oh, no,
so
I'm sorry.
On that.
I was talking about Tyrese Halliburton.
I was about to say, Mathurin has put up nowhere near 50.
Yeah. Sorry, I got no problem going to Halliburton as the spend up for this team.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah, okay.
He has put up 52 and 52.
I'm glad you caught me on that.
I had no idea what you were talking about.
Yeah, Halliburton's been on fire here. So, like I said, if I'm going to pay up on this team, he's definitely where I'm going.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't mind that at all.
Yeah, I mean, Miles Turner, 7,700. But honestly, I'd rather go down probably to 7K and play Jared Allen from the other game.
Yeah, I don't mind that either.
So, that's really all I got.
All right, jumping into the next one, we got the Portland Trail Blazers facing the Detroit Pistons. Blazers are 6-point favorites with an over and a total of 230. Only 6-point favorites. Injuries, you got Portland, Yusuf Nurkic, Anthony Simons, Justice Winslow, Ryan Arcidiacono. All out. I will say Anthony Simons will probably be questionable. Detroit, you got Rodney Magruder, James Wiseman, probable. Killian Hayes, questionable. Bojan Bogdanovic, Jalen Duren, Isaiah Stewart, all out. A lot of injuries.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen with Simons.
Yeah, he was ruled out yesterday, so I'll list him as questionable for tonight.
Yeah, I mean, that makes a big deal, though, here for Portland, because, I mean, Lillard's usage is way up without Simons, so I wouldn't mind Lillard as much if Simons sits here at 11-6. If Simons is back, it takes a little bit of the shine off of it. But
yeah, Lillard, in the four games without Simons, has a 40.7% usage rate.
Yeah, that's what I said. He's probably the one pay-up guy here I don't mind going to if Simons sits.
Yeah, he's 10-8 on FanDuel, so really love him at that price.
Yes, yeah, I'm with you there. But, I mean, I really like Cam Reddish here. If Simons is out again, Cam Reddish, 4,300, had two fantastic games since Simons been out, 30 and 38 fantasy points, so 4,300. I got no problem going back there either.
Yeah, don't mind Cam Reddish at all. I also don't mind going back to Thibault here. I mean, he's put up 20 or more in his last five games. Two of those were over 30. He's 5,100. He is slowly going up in price, but as long as you got no Simons, although even with Simons, he still started that small forward spot in that last game.
Yeah, he was still starting even the game that Simons came back. But $4,200 on DraftKings, I mean, if the guy's going to continue to get these minutes, yeah, I'm not a big fan of him, but I'll keep playing him just because, you know, the minutes alone, he's getting at least 32 or more minutes here lately.
Yeah, it was that New Orleans game that Simons came back. He put up over 40.
Yeah, and he still played his most minutes, 38 minutes.
Yeah, so I really don't mind looking at him regardless. He's been good on the Blazers.
Yeah, he's been real good. Like I said, no one's ever really given him this many minutes during games. So if he's going to get this kind of playing time, I got no problem at 4,200 rolling him out.
Heck no.
Yeah, other than that, though, I mean, I don't mind looking at some of these centers here for Portland. Drew Eubanks, 4,100. I definitely don't mind going there. I know he's been – I mean, he had a good game against Orlando. He was crap the two games before that. But, I mean, his price is $4,100. So I'm going to take my shots here against this Detroit team. I mean, at this point, you're either going against Wiseman or Bagley or somebody. But also don't mind, even if you got to go a little cheaper, taking some flyers on Wadford, too, at $3,600 because he's getting pretty good minutes also. And, I mean, he's kind of like Eubanks. He can have good games, bad games, but I might rotate him in and out of some lineups.
Yeah, they're only $200 apart on FanDuel. Eubanks is $4,900. Wofford's $4,700.
Okay.
You can play both of them at power forward, though.
Yeah, see, that's very nice, then.
Yeah, so definitely don't mind either of those, but I think that is mostly it. How much is Simons on DraftKings? Just asking.
He is 6,900.
Yeah, he's 6,100 on FanDuel. But in that last game he even played, he only played 20 minutes.
Yep, he only came back. I mean, he's coming off a sprained ankle. So I don't know if maybe that one game irritated it again, and now he's back to rehabbing. I don't know. So
it kind of makes me a little nervous. I could very well see him sitting again.
See, that was my thought. I'm thinking you're playing against Detroit, just leave Cam Reddish in the lineup.
Yeah, that's kind of where my head is at.
Yep.
I think that's it for the Blazers, though, so we can jump to the Pistons. I will say James Wiseman and Roddy Magruder are actually questionable, not probable. So if Wiseman somehow ends up sitting here, Marvin Bagley is going to be the only center tonight.
Yep. Which just, I mean, I already really like Bagley at 5,500, but I'm with you. With no Wiseman, Bagley is going to have to play as many minutes basically as he can.
Yeah, I mean, even regardless, if you do have Wiseman, Bagley over the last five games is averaging 1.4 fantasy points per minute and even has had a 27.5% usage rate without Jalen Duren.
Yep.
I mean, he's going off.
Same stat, exact same stats I had. So, yeah I'm with you at $5,500. And you can play him at the power forward spot. So 34 minutes in his last game against Cleveland, 48 fantasy points. No, I'm with you. Regardless here, I like Bagley, whether Wiseman plays or not. And if Wiseman does play, I actually really like him here at 5,200. I know his price went up, and I know his last two games he's only put up 20 fantasy points. But, I mean, this is a great matchup here going against Portland, so I'll take my shots.
Yeah, I like both of them. Bagley, 6,200 on FanDuel. Still don't even mind that. Wiseman, 5,600. Like him there, too.
Yep.
Some other guys, though, do have a couple more. You got Killian Hayes questionable with that hand injury. So don't know what's going to happen there. If he does end up sitting, you got Alec Burks. Is not listed on the injury report tonight, so it looks like he should be back. He's 5K. On FanDuel, I think you can easily look at him, and you can even look at Corey Joseph down here at 3,900.
Yeah, I'm with you there on Burks. He's $4,100 on DraftKings, so I absolutely will go there if Hayes sits. I also think, you know, Jaden Ivey becomes a little bit better play at $5,900. Yeah. I wouldn't mind rolling him out some. And who else did you hit on?
I said you could even take some shots on Corey Joseph.
Yeah, definitely Corey Joseph. I wouldn't even mind if he sits taking some shots on RJ Hampton just as a flyer.
Yeah, he played 16 minutes in the last game.
Yeah, played almost 17 minutes against Cleveland, only put up about 14 fantasy points, but he's $3,500. I mean, if something happens and he could get those kind of minutes, maybe a few more.
Yeah.
Just wouldn't, you know, if you're playing 150 lineups, I wouldn't mind throwing him out there in a couple.
I'd say Burks is probably your safest bet. Hampton and Joseph are definitely your riskier ones.
Yeah. They're your flyers. I'm with you. I definitely would go, $3,500. I'm probably going to just take the $600 and go up and get Burks.
Yeah. I think you can, even if Killian plays, you can look at Burks regardless because you do still have no Bogdanovich tonight.
Yeah. No, I agree with you there.
Yeah.
And if Killian Hayes does play at $5,300, he did leave Saturday's game. He didn't come back. That's why he only played 18 minutes. But if he's good to go here, then I don't mind going to him at 5,300.
Yeah, he was 6,300 on FanDuel, so I didn't love him tonight.
Yeah, that's a little more.
I don't mind him at that DraftKings price, though.
But yep, I think that's all I had.
Yeah, I think that's it for me. So jumping into the next one, we have got the Atlanta Hawks facing the Miami Heat. Heat are 3-point favorites with an over and a total of 229. Injuries, you got, where are we? Kevin Love, probable. Kyle Lowry, Nikola Jovic, still out.
Yeah, I mean, this was another one that it's not my favorite game. I think I like the Miami side a little bit better.
Yeah.
But you can start us on Atlanta.
All right, looking at Atlanta here, this was definitely the harder one. Last game, didn't they just played each other.
They just played, yeah, just played each other.
And last game, potentially my favorite player from Atlanta was John Collins. He put up 3.2 on FanDuel, so I mean, I don't even know what to think of him. He's put up 3, 11, 13, and 13 in his last four games.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, you got Sadiq Bey, though, who's picking it up.
Yeah, that's probably where I was going here. Sadiq Bey, $4,700 on DraftKings. I mean, he's clearly playing better right now, and I think they realize it. So,
John Collins has just been terrible.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's where I'm going. John Collins is flipping 4K. If you wanted to just literally take a shot in the dark and hope he gets back to form, but I think I'll go $4,700 and roll out Sadiq Bey.
Yeah, well, I mean, it just sucks. He's even got a pretty solid matchup lined up against Kevin Love.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you think this is his turnaround game,
he's just been so bad.
Yeah, his last game he's really even had decent fantasy points was against San Antonio back February 11th.
Yeah, and that's
his last good fantasy game. And you're right, that San Antonio game.
Yeah, he's still 5K on FanDuel. So
yeah, I mean, he did have a lot of foul issues against them in this last game against Miami. I mean, he had 4 personal fouls in 16 minutes. So I think they just got to the point where they saw Sadiq Bey going off and said, we're going to leave him in.
Yeah. Another guy that I was looking at here, though, part of me doesn't mind paying up for Trae Young tonight. I mean, he just put up almost 40, scoring 8 points against the Heat in the last game. He had 8 points, 4 rebounds, 10 assists, 5 steals. With 5 turnovers as well. So, I mean, if he can just score the ball tonight, you're looking at over 40 for him.
Yeah, I mean, 2-for-13 on his field goal attempt. So I'm with you, man. I think Trae Young's the play here, too. I'm willing to go back there and give him another shot here at 9,400.
Yeah, I mean, he's still got a 33.1% usage rate on the season.
Yep.
So, I mean, doing a ton with the
ball. I don't mind taking some more shots there. I mean, against three games against Miami this year, and this is even counting the one he just basically had the dud, he still is averaging almost 44 fantasy points against them in 3 matchups.
Yeah, that's not bad.
So you see that was basically his worst game against them.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, so no, I'm willing to go back there.
Yeah, I don't mind him at all tonight, but that was really all I was looking at for this side.
Yeah, I'm with you too. Like I said, I think I like the Miami side a little bit better.
Yeah. All right, so jumping to Miami, I'll let you kickstart us on this one.
I mean, the whole team looks pretty good here, honestly, but Bam at $8,200. I know he literally just went off against them, put up almost 58 fantasy points, but
yeah,
I mean, his price only went up $200, so I got no problem going back here again at $8,200 and running him out there one more time. But also, Jimmy Butler, $8,900. Averaging 1.2 fantasy points per minute this year. I still think I have no problem playing Jimmy Butler when he's under 9K. So another one I'll go back to.
Yep, $8,800 on FanDuel. So definitely like Butler tonight. And then Bam, $8,700 on FanDuel. Don't mind going back to him. I'm also going to go back to another guy who's been playing very bad. Gabe Vincent has not been good as of late, but I mean, before this bad stretch, he was on a very solid stretch, $4,600 on FanDuel. He's got a good matchup going up against Trae Young tonight. I'm just going to keep riding with him.
Yeah, it's sad to say it too. He has been crappy these last 3 games, but I'm with you. I mean, he's $4,200 on DraftKings. I'm going to go right back there too. And just, I mean, only shot 30%, 3-for-10 in the last game. So he's another one, kind of like Trae Young. If he could just make, you know, half of those, he's getting over 20 fantasy points.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got no problem going back there.
I mean, you even got Oladipo down here picking up his minutes as well.
Yeah, I mean, he's 3,800 on DraftKings. Another one, if you want to take some flyers, he's not been very good, but I mean, he can be. It's Oladipo. He can have those good games. He was having them earlier this year. So, yeah, 3,800. These are definitely two guys I don't mind rotating in and out of some lineups.
Yeah, that was about it for me, though. So, you got anyone else?
I mean, I don't know. Not really. I still think Kevin Love is better than this. He's $4,900. I mean, this guy's a better fantasy producer than what he's putting out here. I still think I'm going to take some shots with him tonight. I mean, he only played 18 minutes in the last game, but went 2-for-7 from field goal. But I don't know. I just, you know, against Charlotte, he had put up 37 fantasy points. So he can get there. And at 4,900, I'm willing to just take a few flyers on him.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely don't mind taking some shots on him tonight either.
Yeah, so, but yeah, I guess that's really it.
All right, so jumping into the next, we got the Toronto Raptors facing the Denver Nuggets. Nuggets are 6.5-point favorites with an over-under total of 229. Injuries, you got Delano Banton, questionable for Toronto. Thomas Bryant is probable for tonight. Vlatko Kancar, questionable. Zeke Nnaji out for the Nuggets.
Go ahead, you can start it.
This is potentially my least favorite game on the slate, but I do have one player for Toronto that I do very much like tonight. Fred VanVleet is still down here at 8,200 on FanDuel. Just put up 60 against Washington in the last game. Got a great matchup tonight at that point guard spot. You know, Denver, not very good regardless on the season. I mean, even over the last 15, giving up the fifth most points, third most assists, and the fifth most threes to opposing point guards. So Fred VanVleet is definitely my favorite play from this game tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. He's 8,500 on DraftKings, 23% usage, well, I think second on the team. So, yeah, I don't mind him at all here either. I do love kind of attacking the point guard spot here when you're playing Denver. So,
yeah,
I'm with you. Like VanVleet. Got a little bit of love for Scotty Barnes here, 6,800. I know he's been up and down, but kind of don't mind taking some flyers on him here in this matchup tonight. And I'm actually kind of liking Jakob Poeltl here. I mean, if he can stay out of foul trouble going against Jokic, I mean, I think he's got a big ceiling here. I mean, $6,400, price definitely gone up a little bit. But, I mean, he's averaging 1.2 fantasy points per minute. If he could get out here and play 32 minutes like he did against Washington and stay out of foul trouble, I mean, in that game, he put up 56 fantasy points. So he's got a ceiling, and I think they're going to want him out there as much as possible. Like I said, it's just going to be as long as he can stay out of foul trouble.
Yeah, 8,200 on FanDuel. They just will not lower his price.
Yeah, definitely don't have much appeal for him there, but 64 on DraftKings.
Love him at that
like
price.
I said, it's only six games. I don't know. I kind of like him here tonight.
Yeah, I definitely don't mind it on DraftKings.
But yeah, other than that, man, that was all I had for Toronto.
You think they let Will Barton do his thing in Denver?
I mean, there's always a possibility.
No, they don't like him because he's not over 6'8".
Yeah.
They only play guys that are 6'8 and higher.
Yeah, I mean.
It's just funny he's back in Denver.
He is back in Denver, but he was also back in Washington, and he didn't really do much either. Yeah. So
they gave him 12 minutes in the last one.
They did. They did give him 12 minutes, but he didn't do much with it.
Yeah. All right, jumping to Denver then. You got anyone on this side? Because I just don't.
Well, I will say, I mean, I don't mind attacking the point guard on this side either. Jamal Murray, 8K. I mean, guy has been on fire here. 46 more fantasy points in the last three. So I will continue at 8K to keep running him out there. I don't mind attacking VanVleet either. So, yeah, kind of like Jamal Murray here. And I actually kind of like KCP, 4K. I mean, this guy's up and down, but when he has those good games, man, he pays off that price tag. So this is the cheapest he's been in a while. So I'll absolutely. I mean, he's still playing well over 30 minutes. 4K KCP, I'll take that.
Yeah, 5,300 on FanDuel. That's a great price on DraftKings.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I got no problem rolling him out there.
Yeah, definitely don't mind the Jamal Murray thing. I mean, when someone's hot, they're just hot. I mean, he's put up 46, 46, and 46 in his last three.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So, But I didn't have a whole lot either from this game. Aaron Gordon has had a big price reduction, though. I mean, he's down to 6K. He was just 7,100 two games ago. So he just literally back at the beginning of February and stuff, I mean, he was lighting it up on fantasy. So if you think he can get back there at 6K, it might be worth a shot since he's so cheap. But he hadn't been good, you know, the last couple games.
Yeah, they haven't lowered him on DraftKings either.
Yeah.
I mean, on FanDuel.
Yeah, that's why I said I don't kind of mind him now that he's got the price decrease.
Yeah, that's not bad at all for Aaron Gordon. But
any love for Jokic?
I was looking at him, but he's up to 12K on FanDuel.
Yeah, he's 11-8. This is a great matchup, though. Toronto's been kind of bad since Poeltl's got there.
Yeah, I mean, if you think he can put up over 60 tonight, then by all means, go for it. It is Jokic.
It is Jokic, right? Like I said, it's kind of like Embiid here. He's if I have that left over, I got no problem rolling with Jokic.
Oh yeah,
but you know, it's just I don't know that I'm going to be seeking him out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure by the end of the night he'll be in some lineups.
Oh yeah, it's probably the same with Embiid. They're going to be in some of my lineups.
Yeah, I mean,
but
six games
like I said,
played.
I'm kind of just I don't know. I'm kind of liking this mid range a little bit more.
Yeah, tonight. That's kind of where I'm at.
So, but that's it.
All right, jumping into the final game of the night, your late night tipping off at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard. You got the New Orleans Pelicans facing the Sacramento Kings. Kings are 5-point favorites with an over and a total of 237, highest of the night. We have got for injuries, you got Jonas Valanciunas is questionable. Jose Alvarado, Larry Nance, Josh Richardson, Zion out. Sacramento, you got De'Aaron Fox, Rashawn Holmes questionable.
Let's see. Yeah, so I'll start us here on New Orleans.
Go for it.
We'll probably go back to CJ here, $8,100. He did get a little bit of a price increase, but had over 42 or more fantasy points in the last two. I think the new Alvarado is definitely, his playing time, he's played at least 36 minutes or more in the last three, 40 minutes against Golden State. So, I mean, I definitely think he's getting a few more minutes with no Jose Alvarado behind him. So I'll keep rolling him out here. It's a good matchup here.
Yeah. Definitely like CJ tonight. Got a good matchup. Even don't mind Brandon Ingram once again at 8,500 on FanDuel. I mean, besides the last game, put up 60 the game before, 37 the game before, 43 two games before that. So he's been pretty solid, 8,500. Still don't mind going to him tonight.
Nope. Got no problem going there either. I mean, it's Brandon Ingram. But I'm also still looking at Trey Murphy. He's $4,400 on DraftKings. Been starting here. The no Alvarado, I think, is helping him a lot, too. Played 38 minutes in the last game, 32 before that. Put up at least 24 more fantasy points in the last two. So $4,400. You can play him shooting guard, small forward. Definitely like him, too.
Yeah, do really like him tonight. And then the center spot, if Jonas plays tonight, definitely like him at $6,200. I feel like that's a pretty good price for him if he does play. If he sits tonight, of course, I'll just go right back to Willie Hernangómez at $4,900.
Yeah, agree. I agree with that whole thing you said. I do think maybe Valanciunas plays tonight. They said he was a full practice participant on Sunday. Yeah. So I would imagine he's back here tonight. He's 65 on DraftKings. But, I mean, you got a good matchup here going against Sabonis. So I don't mind that. You still got no Larry Nance Jr. So I'd be willing to take some shots there, too.
I will say, though, even if Jonas does play, Willie Hernangómez actually does all his damage off the bench.
Yeah, what's crazy is I've been playing Hernangómez, and he's kind of actually sucked as a starter. But when he gets those bench minutes, he balls out.
Yeah, so, I mean, even if Jonas plays tonight, I still don't mind taking some shots on Hernangómez.
Yeah, I mean, you absolutely could. I liked him better, though, coming off the bench when he was, like, $3,500.
Well, yeah, he is $4,900 on FanDuel.
Yeah, he's $4,600
on DraftKings. They let you play the power forward.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's nice. He's only center eligible on DraftKings. So.
Yeah, that stinks.
Yeah. But other than that, I mean, last, if you're just looking for one more flyer, cheaper power forward, Herb Jones. I also don't mind taking some shots at here. Not a bad matchup here against the Sacramento team. So 4,300, you know, I'll have a little bit.
No, I mean, Sacramento over the last 15, giving up the second most points, third most threes. Third most assists and the first most threes. To that power,
to power
spot.
Forward. Yeah. 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 So. It is Herb Jones, though.
It is Herb Jones.
The matchups you love for him, he goes out and puts up 12 fantasy points. And the matchups that suck, he puts up 27.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Yeah, so. But that's it.
All right, jumping to Sacramento then. Who you like on this side?
Well, I definitely think, I mean, De'Aaron Fox being questionable is a big deal, but if he does sit again here, I'll probably go back to Davion Mitchell.
Yeah.
I mean, you got Fox who sat against OKC. Mitchell came in, played 33 minutes, put up 27 fantasy points, so at $3,200. I'll definitely go back there if he sits here. I still think you can look at Harrison Barnes at 5K. Got no problem going there. He seems to be finding his rhythm. He's playing pretty good ball here lately. Mm-hmm. So, anybody you like?
Yeah, I actually, most expensive guy here. I don't mind looking at Sabonis tonight.
Well, yeah, I figured you'd talk about Sabonis. Yeah, so.
Regardless of if it's Jonas or Hernan Gomez, neither are very good defenders. So, Sabonis has put up 48, 48, and 50 in his last three. So, don't mind going back to him tonight either.
Nope, I was with you too. He's 10K on DraftKings, but yeah, I don't mind that at all. I prefer if Valanciunas starts on the other side. He's a little worse defender, so if that's the case, you know, I really like Sabonis, but yeah, I don't mind him regardless. I'm with you.
Yeah, I mean, over the last 15, New Orleans has given up the fifth most points, ninth most rebounds, and fourth most assists to that opposing center spot.
Yeah, no, Sabonis is probably one of the reasons why I look at some of these more expensive centers like Embiid and Jokic and kind of think, you know, I wouldn't mind just that 10K Sabonis.
Yeah, I can just go down to baby Jokic.
yeah, pretty much.
yeah, so, I mean, Sabonis might actually be my favorite pay-up option for the night. Maybe him and Dame.
Yeah, yeah. If Simon sits, I could see the Dame. Especially if there's no Simons.
Yeah. But as far as Sacramento goes, I was looking at Keegan Murray, but he has gotten up there in price on FanDuel, 5,900.
Yeah, he's 4,600 on DraftKings. So another guy. Yeah, I really do like here tonight. And one more flyer here. You can play him at power forward and center. He's been playing fantastic coming off the bench, though. Trey Lyles, $3,500. Yeah, I mean, 30. Has. 30 fantasy points in the last 19 minutes, 24 before that in 22 minutes. Then he had a 17, but then he put up 31 in 25 minutes against OKC. He can really get it done coming off the bench here. And the fact you can play with that power forward spot, 3,500, I definitely don't mind taking some flyers on him tonight either.
I know I just – yeah, here it is. Over the last five games, averaging 1.2 fantasy points per minute.
Yep. Trey I will Lyles. Take that all day long at $3,500. So.
Yeah, $3,700. 47.
I still don't mind that.
47.
Oh, okay. That's a little different.
Yeah, it's definitely a little different, but
yeah.
I mean, honestly, not crazy.
It's not. I mean, if you get him on one of those good nights where you can put up, you know, 25, 30 fantasy points.
Yeah.
So.
But as far as
that's it though.
You didn't like any of the shooting guards? You've usually always on Kevin Huerter.
Yeah, I normally am, and actually I've been getting him right here lately.
He's
so,
every other game.
He is. I played him against Minnesota. I did not play him against LAC, and I played him against OKC. So far, it's been working out, so I may just skip him here.
Yeah.
I'll just take this as a Malik Monk night.
Yeah, it could be.
But yeah, because Malik Monk's been crap the last four games, so I feel like he's due. But he is $4,700. He came down $400, so
yeah.
I don't mind taking some shots at Malik Monk again. But no. Huerter is still totally viable at $4,900. I still just think that's too cheap for him.
Yeah. And one last guy, did you ever say if you liked Fox, if he does play tonight?
Yeah, I was torn. He's $9,500 on DraftKings.
Daggone.
I mean, yeah, I think there's a couple other players in that range. Like, I think I might actually like Trae Young. A little bit more.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he's $9,400.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. De'Aaron's 93 on FanDuel, so.
Yeah, that's a little nicer. I mean, don't get me wrong. Other than the Minnesota game, he's been on fire. So, like I said, if you land on him and he's playing, I got no issues with it. But,
yeah,
if I'm picking, I may take the $9,400 Trae Young here tonight.
Hey, I don't mind that at all. I do really like Trae Young tonight.
Yeah, so, I mean, like I said, there's a lot of guys in this mid-tier range, around 7K, 8Ks, in that range that I kind of like here tonight, like your Van Vliet's and guys like that, so.
Yeah, I think that's how you got to play this night, this night.
Yep, I agree, so good luck. I think this is actually going to be a tough one, but in a sense, yeah. I kind of like it. I get tired of these stupid slates where a team rules everybody out and it's nothing but a bunch of value, so. I like having to work for my money, so I kind of like this slate here tonight.
Yeah, I do like that it's not as obvious who you should be playing tonight.
Right, right. Agreed. So,
unless you never know. Some crap could get pulled.
Boston
Brown,
is
Jason
one,
Tatum all sitting out.
That's the one team that scares me a little bit. Yeah. But, yeah. Other than that, though, I mean, I feel like the rest of these games should be pretty good to go. So.
Yeah, I agree.
So, all right. Good luck, everybody. Yeah, thanks for listening.
Yep, that is all six games covered and broken down. Of course, whatever platform you're listening to this on, if you can download today's episode, follow us on the platform, leave a rating if you possibly can, anything and everything, truly appreciated. Come check us out on Twitter at 3NKeyPod. That's the number 3NKeyPod. Keep everyone updated with the injury reports tonight. And yeah, that's going to do it for today's episode. Best of luck, everyone. You've been listening to another episode of the 3NKey Podcast.